And now he's having what looks like an animated discussion with the officials that the ball should be BC Everest ball. And the coach is pointing out that the possession arrow hasn't changed. The coach is right, because there was a tie-up with 1 second left in the half. It's what allowed the Evergreens to have Walsall West launch that three-quarter shot. And I believe the officials are at the scorer's table getting this right. And Coach Bull has had to fight for the arrow, and he's going to get it. Well, you have a moment here. Let's take a look at our leading scorers. The Evergreens' Taylor Hodell has 13 points and not much behind her. Hannah Tipple hit a three. Mackenzie Matthews has a three. Michaela Poggle and Emily Bauman with two each. Katie Seiler leads Walsall West with 12. Jasmine Sam's been cold in the first half, six. And only two other Walsall West Warriors have scored. Raven Heckendorf has a three. And Sarah Schoenboss has a two. All right, ready to get the second half underway. 23-23. You just get the feeling that we're going to have a very competitive and very entertaining finish to this ball game. Glad you're with us here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Another game after ours on tape delay. Tom King and the Walsall East Lumberjacks against Merrill. Evergreens inbound. Up high, Mackenzie Matthews almost threw it into the backcourt. Tipped there, though, by a Walsall West player. Evergreens retrieve it. And here's a high off-the-backboard shot from Haley Kroll. No good. Jasmine Sams gets the rebound, and Jasmine called for a carry again. That back referee called her for a carry in the first half, too. She palms that ball sometimes when she starts, and she's not getting away with it today. When Jasmine starts her drive, sometimes she is carrying that ball. It's been called that way. Turned over. The Evergreens have it back. Here's Mackenzie Matthews. Walsall West outscored the Evergreens 14-11 in the first quarter. Evergreens outscored 12-9 here. Down low to Taylor Hodell on a screen in the paint. Taylor spins and rolls it in. Taylor Hodell picking up in the second half exactly where she left off. Taylor's got 15 now. The Evergreens up by two. Jasmine Sams. Sams makes the pass, blocked from behind. Katie Seiler was going up, and Haley Kroll said, nope, not going to get that easy one. And the Evergreens now have Molly Tice in the corner. Almost set up for a three. Mackenzie Matthews didn't pull the trigger. And now over into the corner for Haley Kroll. Evergreens trying to build on this two-point lead. Led by as many as five. Warriors led by as many as eight. Cross-court pass. Knocked out of bounds by Jasmine Sams on defense. Evergreens will keep it. Evergreens basketball, sponsored by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. And it's Haley Kroll who will inbound. Now, Molly Tice will trigger in. Into Mackenzie Matthews up high. Evergreens have made a living with Taylor Hodell in the paint. Got a lot of rebounds, 15 points. Cutting through now to Michaela Poggle, who spins from 10 off the front iron. No good. Rebound to Walsall West. Aaron Bardonner clears the boards. West down by two. They have the ball along the baseline. Kara Kolbeck. Kolbeck is cut off as she makes her shot, and she is fouled. And they're going to say she was in the act of shooting. And Molly Tice, the senior, has just picked up her third personal foul. Only senior on the team. So it's senior night for Molly. And here comes Kara Kolbeck. Her first free throw, good. One more would tie us up again. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting DC Everest sports. Kara Kolbeck with the ball in hand gets her second free throw, tied again. 25-25. Evergreens get to bring the ball to half court uncontested. Now swinging cross court to Haley Kroll. Walsall West sometimes traps in the half court, but they don't pick up full court pressure. Back to Haley Kroll. She's open for a three. She should have let that fly. Instead, Mackenzie Matthews for a three. It's a miss. Ball's loose on the floor. Got that loose ball. Now gives it to Jasmine Sam. 6 minutes to play in the third quarter. 25-25. Walsall West has not had the lead for a long time here. Jasmine Sams is driving, and they're going to say she was pushed as she started her move. This is going to be a non-shooting foul. Fouls against Haley Kroll. That's her first. Who's in foul trouble in this game? Well, Molly Tice, you've already mentioned she has three. Two fouls each on Hannah Tipple and Emily Bauman. No fouls on Taylor Hodell. Inbounds pass off the foot of one of the Walsall West Warriors. Recovering is Katie Seiler. Seiler puts it up and in. Walsall West has the lead again. 27-25. Evergreen. See if they have an answer. Here's Mackenzie Matthews. Down low to Poggle. Made an extra pass to Taylor Hodell. Almost lost it out of bounds. She, those long arms, retrieves it. Comes back out for a three, and that's a bad miss from Mackenzie Matthews. Evergreens get the rebound. Haley Kroll. Kroll was stripped from behind by Jasmine Sams. She's driving. Sams is fouled and misses. Jasmine Sams going to get herself a pair of free throws. So if she makes them both, it will become a two-possession game. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. And the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive, orthopedic, podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care in Walsall, Medford, and Merrill. The Bone Joint Center, visit them online at bonejoint.net. Jasmine, who plays so fast, is really good at slowing herself down when she has to make her free throws. A lot of composure at the free throw line. She makes her first. And she's going to get one more. And she dribbles again, eyes that rim. You can just tell she's going to make this. And she does. There she goes. Since halftime, the Evergreens have been outscored 6-2. Don't want to fall much further behind. It's 29-25. Mackenzie Matthews here. Matthews goes up high to Emily Bauman. Here's a long two. You know what? It went in, and they're going to wave it off because it said it hit the stanchion back behind the backboard. And the Evergreens are going to take a timeout. Emily Bauman's shot hit the back of the rim, went straight up in the air, and hit the out-of-bounds part of the backboard, and then went through the cylinder. Doesn't count. And the Evergreens are going to take a timeout because the ball is going to go back to Wausau West with the Warriors leading 29-25. The Evergreens don't want to give themselves another hole to have to dig out of here. Biggest lead for Wausau West, 8. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. We're here to help. Tulusty and Kennedy has been representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And we're sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile? See DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688, or online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. Only basket since intermission for the Evergreens. Taylor Hodell down low. You would think that it would be a scoring battle between Hodell and Jasmine Sams. It is not. It's been a battle between Katie Seiler and Taylor Hodell. Seiler has 14 for the Warriors. 5:18 to play in the third quarter, so there's a lot of time left in this game. But Wausau West is looking to make this bigger lead for them. Jasmine Sams are looking to trap Jasmine in the front court. She sees that. Goes over to the baseline. Raven Heckendorf thought about the three. Goes back to Jasmine. Katie Seiler up high. Bad pass. Turned over. Evergreens take it. And a loose ball foul against Wausau West. It's not a very good foul after the turnover. It's going to be on Kira Kolbeck. That's her second. Team's first. And now Wausau West does want to pick up full court pressure as it's inbounds to Caitlin Schmall. Actually behind the back. That is Mackenzie Matthews. And Matthews turns it over. Bad pass. Taken away by Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck in traffic. She's fouled and she misses her shot. She almost had a chance to go to the line for a three-point play. Instead, Kira Kolbeck is going to get a pair. Mackenzie Matthews is called for her first. Team fouls are now 4 against the Evergreens and 1 against the Warriors. First free throw here is good. And Wausau West is good from the free throw line. The boys' team earlier today broke the Evergreens' back by hitting their free throws down the stretch. They were 24 of 30, the boys' game. And the Wausau West Warriors got a pair there from Kira Kolbeck, 4-for-4 from the line. Now it's back to a 6-point lead. Evergreens need an answer. In fact, I would think the Evergreens would probably take a timeout if they don't score here. Double in the backcourt, now get it up to Emily Bauman. Bauman double-teamed, she traveled, and she turned it over. This has not been a good third period for D.C. Everest. Evergreens were not good in the first period, played well in the second. Maybe things will come back in the fourth quarter. Evergreens have to weather this storm. Kira Kolbeck inbounds to Jasmine Sams. Sams is now into the front court with her dribble. Evergreens think about double-teaming her. Jasmine Sams out near the center circle, pestered by Michaela Poggle, now into the corner. Pulling up there, got a whistle. That's going to be a travel. Kira Kolbeck grabbed that back pivot foot and turns it over to the Evergreens. D.C. Everest has got to make some hay here. Outscored 8-2 since halftime. And Wausau West puts on full court pressure. Hannah Tipples in the front court. See if they go to Taylor Hodel back down low. Here's a pull-up from Michaela Poggle. A misfire. No good. That was taken by Mackenzie Matthews. Michaela Poggle could not secure the offensive rebound. Three from Jasmine Sams. Missed. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound. That could have been a big basket. And maybe Wausau West wanted a better look than that. Jasmine Sams just kind of hoisted there. Hannah Tipple fights through a double team. Evergreen's thought about the three in the corner. Go back out. Cross-court pass. Knocked out of bounds off Jasmine Sams, who tried for the long cross-court steal. We are at the halfway point of the third quarter. 31-25. We were tied 23-23 at halftime. Evergreen still have the ball, though. And Mackenzie Matthews inbounds. Matthews over to Hannah Tipple. And now around to Caitlin Schmall. Goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews picked up her dribble. Schmall will try a three, and it's a bad misfire. Offensive rebound underneath for Michaela Poggle, and Poggle is fouled. Non-shooting foul. Evergreens will get the ball underneath. See who they get. There's a lot of traffic underneath. And the foul is going to go against Raven Heckendorf. That's her first. Team second. Three ball. Mackenzie Matthews missed everything. Offensive rebound. Taylor Hodel was fighting for it. There's going to be a foul. There's going to be a reach in against DC Everest here. The Evergreens tried to set up three and missed everything off the inbounds pass. That is Taylor Hodel's foul. It is only her first, and she will stay on the floor. Evergreen's fifth team foul. The Evergreens still struggling to score since halftime. Here comes Jasmine Sams with her dribble. Pull up 10-footer. That's an easy shot for her, and she missed it off the backboard. Michaela Poggle gets the rebound. A one-and-done trip. Evergreen's defense has come up with the stops when they need it. Got to get more going offensively. Hannah Tipple thought about the three. Goes back out to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews almost loses the ball. Fights for possession. Evergreen should try and call a timeout here. It's a tied-up ball, and it goes over to Wausau West, the equivalent of a turnover. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. By my count, Wausau West now, this is their third possession to go up by 8 or 9 as they lead by 6 now, and they have the ball. Jesse Wyskowski pulls up and goes down low to Katie Seiler. Seiler spins. That looked like a clean block up top from Taylor Hodel. They're going to call Taylor for her second. I would think they're going to keep Taylor Hodel on the floor still. But there are going to be free throws coming here. Yeah, that looked very clean up top. Free throws come for Katie Seiler. Seiler is 2 of 4 from the free throw line, and she missed the first. Molly Tice will come in. Mackenzie Matthews comes out, and Taylor Hodel is indeed staying on the floor. Need her height for rebounding and need her for scoring. Taylor Hodel lines up on the low block in case there's a miss here, and Jasmine Sams is right next to her. They were summer league teammates. Second free throw is a miss. So it's an empty trip, 0 for 2. Evergreens get the rebound. Michaela Poggle. Now to the front court, Molly Tice. Tice over to Hannah Tipple. It's been a long time since the Evergreens have scored. In fact, they have not scored for 4 minutes here, 4.5 minutes. And counting. Now to Taylor Hodel down low. Taylor is fouled as she was receiving that pass. I believe it's going to go against Sarah Schoenboss, and if that's the case, it is her third. That's big, because Schoenboss has the size to match up with Taylor Hodel. It's only the team's third foul. Evergreen's inbound underneath. Long inbounds pass to Hannah Tipple at the top of the key. Tipple dribbles now. 2.5 minutes to play. Over to Molly Tice. And now goes over to Caitlin Schmall. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Double teams, makes the extra pass for a baby 10-footer. Missing everything is Michaela Poggle. Evergreens can't buy a basket here. Taylor Hodel was double teamed. Passing is the right decision there. Teammate not able to answer. Long cross-court pass to Lauren Conley. In traffic, ball goes out of bounds, and it's off of an Evergreen. Katie Seiler saved that ball and threw it off one of the Evergreen defenders along the baseline to save possession for her team. 2:15 to play in the third quarter, and the Evergreens have only 2 points since halftime. Long inbounds pass to Jasmine Sams at the free throw line, fading backwards, missed everything. Rebound two, that's a loose ball, goes out of bounds, stays with Wausau West. Wausau West crowd across the way is cheering their team on. Again, the Evergreens outscored 8-2 in this third quarter, and it's just been a long, long dry spell that the Evergreens are trying to weather. Jasmine Sams gets the inbounds pass behind the three-point line on the baseline, pushing off to free up. Not called. Jasmine drives in. Running jumper. It's too short. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. They're reaching in and fouling Taylor Hodell. And one of the Walsall West players just slammed the ball to the ground. Sarah Schoenbach just picked up her fourth, and she's lucky she wasn't teed up. She's reaching in against Taylor Hodell. The West fans were hoping for a tie up there. Instead, Schoenbach picks up her fourth, and again, she is the defensive matchup against Taylor Hodell, and now she's got to go to the bench with a fourth foul. And it is the fourth team foul. Walsall West with pressure in the backcourt. Haley Kroll, under 2 minutes to play, to Taylor Hodell up high. Free throw line extended. Goes over to Hannah Tipple, and now Taylor Hodell goes back down low. Gets the ball down low, double team, fights through it. Taylor Hodell scores. She's got all the Evergreens points since halftime. They needed that. Back down to a four-point game. 31-27. 1.5 minutes to play in the quarter. Jesse Wyskowski has the ball. Over to Jasmine Sams behind the three-point line. Down low to Katie Seiler. Seiler is bodied up against Taylor Hodell. Traveled. I thought for a moment when I heard that whistle that Taylor Hodell was going to get called for a third foul. Nope. Traveled first. Turned over to the Evergreens. So again, the Evergreens playing a bad quarter are only down by four and have a chance to get it down to two or one based on what they do with this possession. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Cross-court pass goes to Haley Kroll. Kroll breaks the timeline. Picks up her dribble. Pass goes down low to Caitlin Schmall, who missed from close range. And, boy, she needed to make that one. And Katie Seiler gets the rebound. A one-and-done trip. Taylor Hodell was there and kind of backed off, trying not to commit the foul. Under a minute now. Pass down low to Seiler. Give and go. Loses control of the ball. Picked up on the rebound. A loose ball recovered by Walsall West. Jesse Wyskowski saved the possession along the baseline. Pulling up here is Kolbeck. She misses. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Hodell is being double-teamed when she gets the rebound. And now a long outlet pass. 40 seconds left in the half, in the quarter, rather. The Evergreens trailing by four with possession. Katie Kroll, Haley Kroll got a whistle. And there's a foul 25 feet away from the basket against Walsall West. Kira Kolbeck is going to get called for it, and that's her third. Now there are five team fouls against Walsall West. Six against the Evergreens. D.C. Everest inbounds with 35 seconds left from under their own basket. Thrown into Caitlin Schmall. And now to Hannah Tipple. Foul line extended. Back to Hannah Tipple. Bounce over to Molly Tice. Tice thought about driving in. They work it around. Trying to find Taylor Hodell down low. Swing cross court. Bauman thought about the three. It goes down low to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall almost lost possession. 15 seconds. Now to Taylor Hodell. Bodied up. She and misses. And we're going to have a loose ball foul against Walsall West. Non-shooting foul, but it is going to be the sixth on the team. So both of these teams will be shooting free throws in the fourth quarter. Fouls against Jasmine Sams. Sams has eight and now has three personal fouls. Inbounds pass, a three is good from Haley Kroll. Evergreens get within one with 5 seconds left. 3 seconds, clock is running. Jasmine Sams tries to answer with a long three, misses everything. And that's where the quarter comes to an end. Haley Kroll with a baseline three off the inbounds pass gets the Evergreens within one. The fourth quarter is going to be a nail-biter. West leads 31-30. And we'll be back to get the fourth quarter underway in 1 minute on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Fox Sports Radio.
Evergreens are down by one, and they get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Walsall West is going to be kicking themselves. The Evergreens went... Evergreens to come back. Ball is turned over on the inbounds pass to start the fourth quarter, and it goes right back to Walsall West. In the third quarter, the Evergreens were only outscored 8-7, thanks to Haley Kroll's late three. Now along the baseline, Colbeck drive, pulls up, hits the side of the backboard. Ball is loose, and we're going to have a foul on... Who's that on? It's going to be on D.C. Everest. Who are they going to call that foul on? It's a loose ball foul. We're going to be shooting one and ones here. It is the fourth foul on Molly Tice. Loose ball foul. One and one for Kira Colbeck, who is 4-for-4 from the line. And she missed that one. Evergreens get the rebound. Molly Tice, does she stay on the floor? Let's see. She is still out there playing with four fouls. Down low to Michaela Poggle. And Poggle is fouled. She was in the act of shooting, so she's going to get a pair. One of these free throws would tie the game, and two of them would give the lead back to D.C. Everest. But Michaela Poggle is not a particularly good free throw shooter. She is 0-for-3 now as she missed the front end. See if she can get one here. I mean, down the stretch, if they have to foul, they're going to put Michaela Poggle on the line. See if Michaela can get this one. And she does. She makes it. Tie game. 7.5 minutes to play in the game. 31-31. Evergreens need the win to claim the Valley Conference title. Jasmine Sand. That pass stolen away. Jasmine's out of sync today. Taken away by Caitlin Schmall. Schmall drives. And they're going to call Caitlin Schmall for an offensive foul. I don't know about that. Coach Matt Bullis is up off the bench. Caitlin Schmall, offensive foul. She got the steal, was making a beeline towards the basket, and plowed into one of the Warriors. It's Kira Colbeck who took the charge. So it's turned right back over to Walsall West. Pass to the corner. Going to set up a three for Heckendorf. Now back to Jasmine Sams. Sams bounces to the corner for Kira Colbeck. Drives along the baseline, and she is going to be called for a foul. And it's going to be a foul against Katie Seiler for setting a moving screen. So it's turned over. And Katie Seiler has just picked up her second. So D.C. Everest gets the ball back. Free throws and turnovers are going to be the key in this fourth quarter. Under 7 minutes to play. Here's Haley Kroll along the baseline. Kicks it back out to Hannah Tipple. Now works around to Mackenzie Matthews. Here's a three, and it's good from Caitlin Schmall. Evergreens go up by three. They swung it to the weak side, and Caitlin Schmall is clutch. Evergreens have outscored Walsall West 4-0. Got a whistle in the corner, and Walsall West going to take a timeout. They were worried that Kira Colbeck was going to get trapped there as the Evergreens have come all the way back and now lead 34-31. Why don't we take a 30-minute break, a 30-second break? With 6.5 minutes to play in the game, Evergreens off the three, 34-31, back in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
If it's lunchtime, it's Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats in Weston. Try a Country Fresh Philly Steak, a BLT made with that thick Country Fresh Meats bacon, a Country Fresh Chicken Ranch sandwich, or an award-winning Country Fresh Brat made with natural hormone and chemical-free meat, the way it ought to be. Make lunchtime Country Fresh time at Country Fresh Meats, serving lunch from 10 to 2, just off exit 177 on the corner of 29 and J in Weston. Call ahead or order takeout at 715-359-1311.
Fox Sports Radio.
Caitlin Schmall. They've taken the lead again, 34-31, but Walsall West has the ball out of the timeout. Pass down low to Heckendorf, Katie Seiler, and Seiler is fouled from behind. She's going to get a pair at the free throw line. And that's Michaela Poggle's foul. That's her second. In the act of shooting, Katie Seiler is going to get a pair. Seiler has missed her last two free throws, and her first is good. Katie's only 3-of-7 from the free throw line, so maybe if you need to commit fouls down the stretch, maybe you put her on the free throw line. Seiler's got one more, and that is a make off the back bracket. Shooter's touch there for Katie Seiler. It's a one-point game. Evergreens 34, West 33. Hannah Tipple into the front court. Tipple is being guarded there by Raven Heckendorf. Pass down low, bad pass from Hannah Tipple. It is taken away in the corner by Kira Kolbeck. And now Evergreen's almost take it back the other way. Jasmine Sams tracks down that loose ball. West trailing by one can take the lead here. Swing cross court to Raven Heckendorf. Three ball in the air, missed it. And the offensive rebound, nope, taken away. Michaela Poggle has it stripped. And there's a block from Michaela Poggle loose on the floor. Evergreen's fighting for it. And it's tied up. Caitlin Schmall hit the deck hard. And on alternating possession, it goes to Walsall West. 6:03 to play. And Taylor Hodell got a brief breather on the bench and now comes back in. Evergreen's basketball, sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Three ball off the inbounds pass. It's a miss. Hit the side of the backboard, and it's tied up. Jump ball again. On alternating possession, this one goes to the Evergreens. Exactly 6 minutes to play. DC Everest 34, Walsall West 33. The team that goes on a run here is going to win this. Dribbling through a double team is Caitlin Schmall. Schmall to the corner where she picks up her dribble. Take a timeout here. Yeah, the Evergreens bench does. Caitlin Schmall was going to be trapped in the corner. And Coach Matt Bullis sensed that and calls for time. DC Everest basketball is brought to you by Intercity State Bank. Come back with us. Providing full service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank, convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Walsall. Tulusty and Kennedy, attorneys at law, say we're here to help. They've been representing Evergreen's fans with professionalism and integrity. Call for a free consultation. And our game is sponsored also by Easy Living Management. They're the longest running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Evergreens will still have the ball out of this timeout. Caitlin Schmall did a good job fighting through a double team. They tried to trap her, but then picked up her dribble in the corner, and that's why the timeout needed to be spent to save possession. Mackenzie Matthews will inbound to Molly Tice, back on the floor with four fouls. Into the corner, Mackenzie Matthews thought about the three from the baseline, decides against it. Evergreen should be deliberate here. To Molly Tice, now up high to Caitlin Schmall. Schmall turns and is fouled as she was shooting from the free throw line. Caitlin Schmall, who had a key three earlier in the quarter, is going to get to the free throw line and shoot a pair. And that is Kira Kolbeck's fourth. Schoenbeis and Kolbeck each have four. And I believe that Kolbeck will probably find her way to the bench. Free throw is good. And you know what? They're going to say that's no good. That's the second time that Caitlin Schmall has had a free throw that hit the back bracket, then hit the top of the backboard, which is considered out of bounds. And that is the right call. Just unusual to see that twice on the same player in the same game. So Caitlin Schmall tries to get the second, but she got that one. Evergreen's lead is two. 35-33 into the hands of you-know-who, Jasmine Sams. Sams has only 8 points. That qualifies as keeping her under control. She averages 20. Jesse Wyskowski looks to drive, bounces back to Raven Heckendorf, almost threw it into the backcourt. Now to Jasmine Sams. Along the baseline, she's now swings around. She's 30 feet away from the basket. Set a pick there into Raven Heckendorf. Here's a three from Jasmine Sams. Rattles out, and Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Jasmine hoisted from the free throw line. Evergreens by two, up-tempo. Bounce to the corner now to Haley Kroll. Kroll goes back out to Molly Tice. Weak side open for the three is Caitlin Schmall. She missed it. Offensive rebound. Taylor Hodell goes back out. Under 5 minutes now. Evergreen's got another crack at it. And now goes over to Haley Kroll for her three. Left it short. Taylor Hodell fighting for the rebound off of Walsall West. The Walsall West bench and crowd doesn't like that call. The Evergreen's going to get credit for a second offensive rebound, and they'll keep possession with 4:48 left in the game. Evergreens are up by two. 35-33, and Hannah Tipple will inbound underneath her own basket. Long inbounds pass to behind the three-point line. Goes down low to Taylor Hodell. Bounce to Hannah. Taylor Hodell senses the double team. Now here's a three from the outside. A miss from Mackenzie Matthews. Taylor Hodell fights and knocks the rebound loose, and the Evergreens get another crack at it. That was in the hands of Sarah Sonbeis, and Taylor Hodell lodged it free. Evergreens now with Hannah Tipple having the ball. 4.5 minutes left. Going around to Haley Kroll. Swings cross-court to Michaela Poggle. Thought about the three, now drives in. Long 10-footer. Got it! Got it! Evergreens had three or four cracks at the basket between rebounds and knocked out of bounds. Now they go up by four. Wausau West with a three from Jesse Wyckowski, and she hits. What a big answer for Wausau West. A three from Jesse Wyckowski cuts it back to one. Back and forth we go. And Wausau West takes a timeout off the make as they got back within 1 point, 37-36. Just when the Evergreens fight to get it back to a four-point lead, the open three hit there by Jesse Wyckowski. D.C. Everest basketball is sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, are proud supporters of local high school sports. They wish all area athletes a successful season. Once this game is done, should the Evergreens win, we will keep it here for an extended post-game interview. We'd love to hear from Coach Matt Bullis and some of his players as they're playing for a conference title here. We do have another game coming up on tape delay. Lumberjacks boys basketball against the Merrill Blue Jays. Tom King will have that once our coverage is wrapped up. These are two elite girls basketball programs. The Evergreens seem to be a little bit better than Wausau West this year. But when they get together, the result is really entertaining girls basketball. Some of the best basketball you're going to see in the Valley Conference. Evergreens were 6 points better than West when they met earlier. And right now, the Evergreens have a one-point lead. We'll go under 4 minutes in the game here as fighting through the double team is Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews spot up three in the air. She missed everything. Bad shot. She forced it there. Jasmine Sams gets the rebound. So the Warriors can take the lead on this possession. Jasmine Sams goes over. Open three again. See if Wyckowski has the hot hand. No. Long rebound comes out to the Evergreens. Haley Kroll. Evergreens have a two-on-two. Now they pull back out to Hannah Tipple. Waiting for Taylor Hodell to get down the floor, and Taylor is there now. If Taylor was hurt, you don't see any of it now. Had ice on that ankle after last Tuesday's game, and again, now over to Caitlin Schmall, foul line extended along the baseline. Haley Kroll, baby 10-footer, missed everything. Evergreen suddenly cold from the floor again, and Jasmine Sams gets the rebound for West. Jasmine strips, and you know what? She dribbled that off her foot, and they're going to call a foul there against DC Everest. Jasmine was out of control and lost control of that ball, and she's going to get to the free throw line. Haley Kroll will get called for her second. That's a cheap foul. It is a double bonus. Jasmine Sams will be shooting a pair. And she is 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Jasmine's a good free throw shooter. Double bonus. So one ties it. Two would give Wausau West the lead. Jasmine Sams' first free throw is good. She shows so much composure. I mean, even though she's playing for the opposition, she's fun to watch. She's a really good player. 37-37. Jasmine Sams has 9 for the game. This will be her 10th, and it could put her team up, and she makes it, rattles it home. Warriors retake the lead, 38-37, and they're going to pick up full court pressure now. Molly Tice playing with the 4 fouls. Picks up her dribble and goes over to Mackenzie Matthews. Almost thrown out of bounds. Wausau West had it go off Katie Seiler, who tried to steal that ball. Sam's on the floor with 4. The Evergreens don't have anyone else with 3. Sohnbeis and Kira Kolbeck each have 4. Kolbeck is on the floor for Wausau West now. Molly Tice goes down low, spinning and missing off the back bracket was Michaela Poggle. Got a whistle and a loose ball foul against DC Everest. Double bonuses. Wausau West will walk down to the other end and shoot free throws. The foul is on Taylor Hodell. No, foul's on Michaela Poggle. Okay, Michaela Poggle. Nope, they just changed it. It was on Taylor Hodell after all. Taylor's got 3, and she fouled Jasmine Sams. Jasmine gets to shoot a pair. She just does not miss down the stretch. Jasmine Sams has hit her last 7 free throws, and she's going to get one more. And Jasmine Sams has the ball in hand for her second free throw. Got them both. 40-37, Evergreens trail by 3, and there's 3 minutes left in the game. Here's Haley Court. They look to trap her. She gets across. There's a bad pass, and it's stolen by Wausau West. Costly turnover. Katie Seiler. Seiler traveled as she was going towards the basket. goes right back to DC Everest. They really needed Siler to pull it out and get a better look at the basket there. So the turnover does not hurt the Evergreens. Under 3 minutes to play. Haley Kroll swings cross court to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews now goes into the corner and threw it out of bounds. She wanted to avoid the double team, so she made a long pass to the corner to Haley Kroll and threw it over her head. Teams trade turnovers, and it is no time to be sloppy with the ball, ladies. 40-37. West gets the ball back with a three-point lead. So any kind of points here from the Warriors makes it a two-possession game, and there's 2:40 left. Jasmine Sams to the front court over to Jesse Wyckowski. Goes over to Kira Kolbeck with four fouls and goes back out to Jesse Wyckowski. She is guarded there by Haley Kroll. Now to the corner, Jasmine Sams drives in. Taylor Hodel had to back off, and Jasmine Sams scores. Taylor Hodel did not want to pick up her fourth and let Jasmine Sams roam through the paint. It's a five-point lead. Evergreens need an answer. Here's a three. Boy, this is a clutch three coming, and a hit from Haley Kroll! Haley Kroll from the corner got it back to a two-point game. 42-40. That takes clutch, takes guts to hoist from there, and she hit it. Walsall West has their lead trimmed to two, so there's some pressure back on there. Under 2 minutes to play. Siler in the corner, goes back out to Kira Kolbeck. Kolbeck is cut off on the baseline. Back to Jasmine Sams, drives, foul line extended, lost the ball, loose on the floor, bounces up and recovered by the Evergreens. Michaela Poggle. Michaela Poggle picked up the loose ball as Jasmine Sams lost control of it. 1:40 to play. Evergreens down by two of the ball, trying for a three again for the lead. It's a miss off the back bracket from Haley Kroll. West gets the rebound. Evergreens were going for the lead, and now Walsall West takes a timeout. They've got the 42-40 advantage. This is a full timeout. We're going to take a 30-second break. Back with the final 1:28 of this game in 30 seconds on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Fox Sports!
I'm Chris Conn at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I don't know how this game is going to end, but I know two things. First, this is a huge possession for both teams. Walsall West will have the ball out of the timeout, leading by two. And I also know that if you paid your $3 to get in tonight, you've seen girls' high school basketball at its best, and you've gotten your money's worth. Evergreens are going to pick up full court pressure here. Should there be a foul, Walsall West is in the double bonus. Evergreens trying to deny, almost stolen. Goes into Jasmine Sam's hands in the backcourt. She's double-teamed, now gets it over to Raven Heckensdorf. She was open for the three, decided not to shoot it. 1:20 to play. Here's a whistle. Travel turned over to D.C. Everest. Jesse Wyckowski traveled right in front of the trail referee. So the Evergreens trailing by two get the ball back, and there's 1:18 to play. Hannah Tipple gives it over to Molly Tice, only senior on the team. Now to Taylor Hodel up high. Taylor Hodel handled the ball beyond the three-point arc. You got to go to Taylor Hodel down low. Everest coach Matt Bullis is going to take a timeout with 1:06 to play here, because he knows this is important possession. Evergreens have the ball, trailing Walsall West 42-40. Full timeout. We'll keep it here. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Baseman Shoe and Clothing. For 80 years, Baseman's been supplying Central Wisconsin with nose-to-toes protection. Stop in today for wool shirts, wool bibs, wool socks, and all of your hunting needs at Baseman's Shoe and Clothing. See if they set up something down low for Taylor Hodel. Hodel has only 4 points in the second half and has not scored in the fourth quarter. Evergreens have gotten key threes in this fourth quarter from Haley Kroll from the baseline. That was a big one because the Evergreens were down by four, and Kroll's three cut it back down to one. Caitlin Schmall also hit a three earlier in the fourth quarter. Again, earlier in the third quarter, the Evergreens went 4.5 minutes without scoring. But the Evergreens found their sea legs late in the third quarter and got back into this game. In fact, they trailed by only one at the start of the fourth. Wausau West, again, the Warriors will look back at the tape of this game and say they needed to widen that lead while the Evergreens were cold. Because now it's a dogfight down the stretch. 106 to play. Evergreens will inbound at half court. And Wausau West is going to play defense tight. Looking to throw it in is Mackenzie Matthews. She gets it in to Molly Tice. And Tice is guarded by Jasmine Sams. Under a minute to play. Now Haley Kroll. Taylor Hodel sets up a pick trying to roll down low. And now over to Molly Tice. Over to Haley Kroll. Kroll bounces back to Molly Tice. Behind the three-point line, Jasmine Sams guards her, picks up her dribble. In a little bit of trouble, swings cross-court over to Mackenzie Matthews. Down low to Taylor Hodel. Bodied up one-on-one. Taylor Hodel scores. They didn't get the double team down to her. The game's tied. 40 seconds left. And Wausau West is going to take a timeout. See if the Warriors hold for one or if we're ready to play some overtime here. I wouldn't be surprised if the Warriors are discussing whether they're going to play for a final shot here. The key on that last basket for Taylor Hodel was she got the ball before the double team could collapse down on her. So that was a one-on-one matchup between Taylor Hodel and Katie Seiler, and Hodel's going to win that. 42-42. Wausau West gets the ball. And the Evergreens will probably pressure the inbounds pass. So the Warriors could hold for a last shot and a chance to win it. Not sure if that's what we're going to do here. They're going to inbound from three-quarters court right in front of the Evergreens bench. DC Everest is going to pressure the inbounds pass. Goes into the hands of Jasmine Sams. Clock's moving, 35 seconds. Jasmine Sams out near the half-court line. She's been called for palming twice. See if that's what happens here. She loses the ball in the backcourt. Evergreens have it. All alone underneath is Molly Tice, who scores. Jasmine Sams turnover, Molly Tice basket, and the Evergreens lead 44-42. 20 seconds left. Jasmine Sams to the corner. Holding it for her teammate is Jesse Wyckoff. Back to Jasmine Sams. She is fouled. Is this going to be three or two free throws? The referees are going to discuss if she was on the line or not. They're indicating it's going to be two free throws here for Jasmine Sams. The Wausau West bench wants a three, but Jasmine Sams are going to say her foot was on the line. Hannah Tipp was called for it. Two free throws for Jasmine Sams. So if she makes them both, the best that will happen is a tie game. 12 seconds left. Jasmine Sams gets the first. What an incredible free throw shooter. Jasmine Sams has hit her last nine straight free throws. If she makes this one, the game will be tied. And the Evergreens will have the ball with 12 seconds left to try and win this thing. Jasmine Sams with 15 points. Her 16th, though, is necessary to tie the ball game. A miss, the rebound is critical. And she missed it. Evergreens get the rebound. And the Evergreens call a timeout. What a big rebound from Michaela Poggle. You know, Jasmine Sams just can't hit them all. And the Evergreens have the ball. 11 seconds left on the clock and a 44-43 lead. And the Evergreens bench called a timeout as soon as the rebound came to Michaela Poggle. Wausau West, I would imagine, will play for the steal on the inbounds pass, and then they have to foul. The foul would have the Evergreens in the double bonus, so there'd be two free throws. One of the things that you'll probably have to avoid is putting the ball into Michaela Poggle's hands. She's not a good free throw shooter. 1 for 4 from the free throw line. I would imagine if the ball goes to Poggle that Wausau West is aware of that, and they're going to commit the foul immediately. Evergreens lead 44-43 on Jasmine Sams' miss, which could have tied this game up. And the Evergreens now are 11 seconds and maybe a couple of free throws away from winning the Valley Conference title. Ball security will be key. In fact, Michaela Poggle, she's going to be on the bench? Nope, she's going to come out. I would wonder if Wausau West would dare them to throw it into Michaela Poggle, because she'd be fouled right away. Evergreens have to go the length of the court, and Wausau West will pressure the ball. Molly Tice, the senior, will inbound to Taylor Hodel. Taylor Hodel dribbles, throws down court, and it's stolen with 10 seconds left. It's in Jasmine Sams' hands for a three. She misses it. Taylor Hodel gets the rebound, and she's fouled. Oh, my. The Evergreens turn the ball over. Jasmine Sams launched a three that would have put her team in the lead, and Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. And they're going to say that Taylor Hodell was fouled. All the referees are talking this over. There's 11 seconds left in the game. It's got to be that Taylor Hodell was fouled. She's got to be shooting free throws here. But boy, that was a bad, bad turnover for DC Everest. Long half-court pass that Jasmine Sams intercepted. And Jasmine's not bashful about putting up that three. That three would have put her team up by two. Who's the foul on? They're going to put 3 seconds back on the clock. And Taylor Hodell is going to shoot two free throws. The foul was called against Raven Heckensdorf. So here comes two big free throws for Taylor Hodell. Her team leads by one. And Taylor Hodell's got the ball in hand. Here's her first free throw. She got it. Evergreens by two with 3 seconds left. 45-43. So if Taylor hits this one, the best the Warriors could do is tie on a long three with 3 seconds left. And you get the feeling that the Evergreens don't want to leave this to chance. We need a hit from Taylor Hodell here at the free throw line. Second free throw. She makes it. Evergreens by three. 3 seconds left. Does Walsall West want a timeout? Yes, they do. Yes. No, they don't. They're going to play on. In fact, they don't have a timeout left. So they've got to set this up right here. Have to go the length of the court. Inbound to Jasmine Sams. From three-quarters court, dribbles it out of bounds. It is last touched by Hannah Tipple. 1 second left. Walsall West still has to go three-quarters court. And they're going to inbound here to Jasmine Sams from half court. Counts if it goes off the back of the rim to tie it. It's no good, and the Evergreens win. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreens. They're going to hang a banner for this team. The D.C. Everest Evergreens girls are Wisconsin Valley Conference champions. 46-43 over Walsall West. You want to talk about hard fought? Jasmine Sams, with 1 second left, got the ball up to half court and launched at the buzzer. It would have counted if it went, and it went off the back bracket. Boy, it did not come easily. The DC Everest Evergreens defeat the Walsall West Warriors 46-43, and they've guaranteed themselves no worse than a tie for the Valley Conference title. They can have it all to themselves if they beat Spash next week. We are going to total up our final score. I hope that we'll be able to spend some time with Coach Matt Bullis and his players as they come out of the locker room. Again, the final score, it's a conference championship victory for DC Everest, 46-43 over Walsall West. Jasmine Sam's shot from half court went off the back bracket as time expired. It was that close to sending us to overtime. Back after a four-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, Intercity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. Intercity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the Intercity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are Intercity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.
We're here today to ask people about marriage.
For starters, what's the best thing about being married?
Who I get to stay married to.
Togetherness.
To me, is having a companion.
My favorite thing about being married is that I have a partner.
Do you think your marriage is good for more than just the two of you?
The influence those around us.
Yeah, I think.
In a positive way?
I think so.
I would hope that people would see that when we're together that we really have a very true affection for each other.
What everybody wants, and we know we're lucky to have it.
The energy we give out in our home, I think, spreads out to other people.
Your marriage just continues to go on and on and on.
Oh, sure, and affect generations after us.
I think it really sort of stabilizes your whole community. It's the cornerstone of a society, right?
Sounds like a good marriage goes a long way.
It touches a lot of people.
Want to improve your marriage? For ideas, go to foryourmarriage.org. A message from the Catholic Church.
If you're in a two-car accident, a jury may have to decide how much each driver is at fault. This will affect how much money you receive. For example, if the jury finds you 20% at fault, you only receive 80% of the award. But there's a limit. If the jury finds you more than 50% at fault, you receive zero. If you're in an accident, call the law firm of Tlusty & Kennedy. We have extensive experience in auto, truck, and motorcycle accidents.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Do you own rental units but are growing tired of dealing with tenant problems day and night? Stop stressing and take it easy with Easy Living Management. Easy Living Management will handle your property's upkeep and repair, handle rental invoices and rent collection, advertise and show your property to future renters, and execute the lease. They'll deal with any problems 24/7, 365. Take the stress out of renting and take it easy with Easy Living Management, the longest running property management company in central Wisconsin. Call today or visit Easy Living Management.
Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Moments ago, the Evergreens girls staked their claim to a Wisconsin Valley Conference championship. They defeated Wausau West 46-43. Taylor Hodell hit two key free throws down the stretch, put the Evergreens up by three. Jasmine Sams from half court on a three that could have tied this game went off the back bracket, which could have sent us to overtime. You could not imagine a harder fought game. Wausau West got off to a much faster start back in the first quarter compared to D.C. Everest. In fact, they led by as many as eight. The Evergreens were able to establish a lead of up to 7 points. Evergreens also went 4.5 minutes early in the third quarter without scoring, but Wausau West let the Evergreens back in the game late in the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter. And the teams really just traded body blows down the stretch in what was a very, very competitive and hard-fought game. We're going to take a look at our leading scorers in just a moment, and we are hoping that Coach Matt Bullis comes up here. If you are joining us expecting to hear Wausau East boys basketball, yes, we'll have that game in its entirety once we wrap up our coverage from here, as we'll keep it here a little bit longer as the Evergreens celebrate this championship season, as the win makes them 10-1 in Valley Conference play and 18-2 overall. Wausau West falls to 6-4 with this loss and 11-8 overall. Jasmine Sams, turnovers were up for her. I mean, she's a great player. Of course, the ball's going to be in her hands for those final moments. And again, that shot that could have sent us into overtime from just over half court along that far sideline just missed. It hit the back bracket on the fly and kind of a fitting end to a game that was really that close. We are going to come back and look at our leading scorers after a two-minute break. We're in post-game coverage as D.C. Everest defeats Wausau West in girls basketball 46-43. Back in two on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390. FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At InterCity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with InterCity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, InterCity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us, with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
It's Practical Polly Radio. I've switched to cooking with healthier oils. So now what do I do with all these tubs of lard? Skinny jeans feeling too tight? A bit of lard on your hips and thighs and those pants slide on like a dream. So there's no need for that lard to go to waste. But get your best heart-healthy trade-up with healthier oils, like canola, olive, or other vegetable oils, which can actually lower your chances for heart disease. Learn more at heart.org/facethefats. Canola Info is the national supporter of the American Heart Association's Face the Fats campaign.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor DC Everest High School Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
We are Bucksports!
Welcome back to the DC Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Final score tonight, Evergreen Girls 46, Wausau West 43. And I believe that Coach Matt Bullis is going to make his way to the top of the bleachers. Let's review our leading scores. Taylor Hodell, 21 points for DC Everest, 6 for Haley Kroll, 5 for Michaela Poggle, 4 for Caitlin Schmall, 3 for Hannah Tipple, 3 for Mackenzie Matthews, and 2 points each for Molly Tice and Emily Bauman. 46 points for the DC Everest Evergreens. Katie Seiler led the Wausau West Warriors with 16. Jasmine Sams rattled off 9 free throws in a row, but the 10th, the miss there, was a big one. She finishes with 15 points. Almost had 18 to send us into overtime, as close as it could possibly be. Let's spend a moment with Coach Matt Bullis. Coach, congratulations to you and your team. What a win tonight.
Yeah, thank you. It was a heck of a battle, which we knew it would be, and we're just really thankful to get the win.
You had the late game tonight, and there are some fans that don't stay for the girls' game. You saw girls' basketball tonight at its very best. This was an entertaining game, two top-level teams, a great representation of what girls' basketball is about at the high school level.
Yeah, there are some people that just come and watch the boys, and that's their prerogative. But our conference, our girls' conference, the girls' side is really good. Marshfield's good, Wausau West's good, Merrill is good. You won't find a conference with that many good teams in it, I think, across the state, except for the larger conferences. And so, girls basketball is good. It's good in this area, and there's some good teams around here.
I had said before the game that I wasn't sure about Taylor Hodell. I saw her icing down that leg or ankle after last Tuesday's game and was wondering if she was 100%, because she was kind of being managed about how much time she was in and how much time she was out. Is she okay? I mean, she certainly played in the key moments when you needed her. She was huge.
Yeah, she's fine. That's just more of a preventative thing. I mean, her knees give her a little bit of trouble, but it's nothing major at all. We limited her in practice a little bit this week, but her minutes didn't really get managed tonight. We just got her out when we thought she needed a break. So
the two free throws that she made, huge down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean, we set up a play to get Taylor the ball, because she's the leading free throw shooter in the conference. The only mistake she made is she went and dribbled. She thought she was a guard there for a moment. She wasn't supposed to dribble at all. She's supposed to just catch it. But it ended up wasting some time. So
you've got huge contributions in the fourth quarter from 2 3-pointers. Haley Kroll hit that open three, and Caitlin Schmall hit also. Both of them were open, and yet those are shots. You need them, and if they're misses, those are huge turning points in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really happy for Haley Kroll. She's been struggling a little bit with her shot, and she's starting to lose a little confidence. And at one point, I took her out tonight, and I said, "Hey, listen, kid, you have to shoot the ball. If you're open, you're a good shooter. You got to keep shooting it." And I'm really happy for her, because she nailed those two in the fourth, and Caitlin too. Caitlin's not afraid of anything. You know, she went right at Jasmine there and had that charge. So, yeah, those two kids played well. I mean, we all played well. It was a battle. Wausau West is a great team, and you know, we're just happy to come out with the win.
So Taylor Hodel hits the two free throws and gets the lead up to three with 3 seconds left, and then out of bounds, 1 second left. Jasmine Sam's three-point attempt came right from in front of your bench, or probably just a few feet away from it, and boy, it looked like it was going to be right on, and it went off the back bracket from 40 or 50 feet away?
Yeah, she was right in front of me, and I could see it, and I knew it wasn't going in because it was a little bit offline, but, okay. You know, Jasmine's a heck of a player, and, you know, that was a great effort. There's not a lot of kids that can get it to the rim. We had made a decision to foul with 3 seconds left, let Jasmine dribble once and then foul, let them shoot free throws and then just go rebound it and the game would be over. You know, fortunately for us, the ball just went out of bounds and, you know, Jazz got a great shot off there at the end, but lucky for us, it didn't go in.
Coach, talk to us for a moment about your senior Molly Tice, because this being the last regular season home game, you want to emphasize your seniors. This is mostly a junior-based team. Molly was in foul trouble and kind of limited her play today, but still, she's seen the program, and she's been in the program for such a long time, of what it was and what it is today, and that's got to be a very rewarding four-year experience of high school basketball.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. We have one home game left, and that's going to be our senior night next Friday against SPAC. You know, and Molly's the only one. Molly's stuck with it, and, you know, you won't find a better kid than Molly, a nicer kid than Molly. She's apologized to me 100 times this year for turning the ball over, and I've just said, quit apologizing. You're going to turn it over. You know, Molly, like I said, she is a super kid. It's been a little tough for her at times because she's the only senior, but, you know, I give her credit. She stuck it out, and I'm really proud of her, and, you know, I can't wait to have that moment for her on Friday night against Spash to honor her career.
What does the conference title mean to you and your team?
You know, I can't even really talk about it because I'll get choked up. You know, these kids are amazing. And, you know, that's all I wanted is for them to feel that moment. We lost last year to Wausau West over there for Wausau West to clinch a share of the title. And then we went down to Spash, and Spash clinched a share of the title against us. So I told the kids last year at Spash, when we lost, I said, remember what this feels like. I said, we didn't lose the conference title once this year. We lost it twice, you know, kind of jokingly.
No, and there is that empty feeling to see the other team beat you and then celebrate as they get the title. And now it feels on the winning side.
Yeah, and so, you know, I'm just so proud of them. You know, West came out tonight and really took it to us right away and had a lot of fire. And these kids didn't back down. And like I said, you know, we had a little moment in the locker room. There were a few tears were shed, which is, you know, kind of my thing in big games. But, you know, I'm just really proud of them and proud of their effort, and it means a lot. You know, it probably won't sink in yet for a couple days, you know, and we still have one game left. We want to win this thing outright with just the one loss. And I tell you what, going through this conference with one loss is a heck of an achievement.
Right. There are a lot of good teams that you have to get through. Congratulations, Coach. Again, our final score, 46-43, DC Everest over Wausau West to claim no worse than a share of the Valley Conference title. Well, we have gone long because of the implications of this game. We have another double. We have another basketball game coming up on tape delay. We will bring you to Tom King and the Wausau East Lumberjacks against the Merrill Blue Jays, which is coming up next. Again, the Evergreens hoist a banner at the DC Everest Fieldhouse. They are winners 46-43 over Wausau West in a thrilling finish. That's going to do it from here tonight. I'm Chris Conley, and you've been listening to DC Everest Girls Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to DC Everest Basketball on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Everest Basketball is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union, Ace Hardware Weston, Brainerd Funeral Home, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law, Glen Ray Radiators, CoVantage Credit Union, Bone and Joint Center, Tulusty and Kennedy Attorneys at Law, DeVorney Orthodontics, Ministry Healthcare, Country Fresh Meats, Intercity State Bank, Marshfield Clinic, and Valley Communities Credit Union. The preceding has been a sports presentation of Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9, a service of Midwest Communications.